Well, hello everybody and welcome to episode number 87 of the JB Sism Show. Today I'm talking three reasons why you should be crafting your mission statement. In other words, I don't want you to have the fear of missing out to keep you from gaining success in life.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my friends, taking everything to the next level is what I love to do each and every week here at jbsism.com. Well, my friends, welcome to another episode of the show. And if this is the first time that you're listening to the show, I have designed this show to help you find the tools that you need so you can be equipped to transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has given you. And my goal is to help you find your voice so you can succeed in life. Well, my friends, if you've been living in a box, maybe you have, but if you have turned on the television lately, you have been polluted with the toxic environment of the fear that they promote. Well, I think we're so concerned with what's happening around us, we fail to see with what is happening inside of us. So in today's episode, I want to break down what it takes to stop living in fear of the unknown and embrace our future. And I think most people have no idea what their mission in life is. They may have thought of what they'd like to do, but mission is something that they feel is eluding them. Well, my friends, we're going to talk about that on today's episode. Here we go. And this is the second time I'm recording this episode. And yeah, it's kind of one of those evenings for me, but that's okay. Because we're talking about mission and why we are doing what we're doing. If you're a blogger, if you're a book writer, if you are a pastor, if you are somebody who is in business, it really doesn't matter. What matters is, do you know what your mission in life is? Do you know the calling that God has placed on your life? Do you know what it is that you want to achieve and where you would like to end up? And like I was saying, I think a lot of people don't know what their mission in life is. They simply think, well, I'm just going to live life and I'm just going to move forward and that's going to be the end of that. But a lot of people have this idea of what they want to do, but they never take the steps to actually accomplish and actually set forth to do what they want to do. And they feel like this idea of wanting to go beyond themselves is eluding them. They simply just don't know either A, where to get the tools to move forward, but I think B, or secondly here, is they have this idea of, well, it might not be for me, so why should I even start? And I often have wondered in my own life if mission is simply a delusion of grandeur. But are we to avoid this idea that we're better than everybody else? Yeah, maybe. But if we are to avoid that idea, we have to first understand what our mission is. So it's not really a delusion of grandeur. It's actually just sitting down and finding our course in life. Figuring out where we are now and saying, okay, in 6 months, in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years, this is where I want to be. So think about this for a second, and it might sound a little morbid, but that's okay. What do you see when you go into a graveyard? What do you see in your mind's eye? Besides maybe the idea of the zombie apocalypse just the creepiness if you were to walk in the middle of the night. But what do you see in the graveyard? Well, for me, I see untapped potential. I see unwritten books. I see unspoken knowledge and wisdom. And when I sit there and I think and I look at the tombstones, I ask myself, did these people live without vision? And I think so many people today are living life without vision. They just aimlessly follow whoever is screaming the loudest. And whoever's screaming the loudest, that's the bandwagon they get on. They don't know why they're on bandwagons. They don't know why they're acting a certain way or doing a certain thing. They just are like a parrot and they just repeat everything. They don't have an original thought. They don't think for themselves. And I think so many people live life that way. But the question we have to answer is what is our mission? How do we discover what our mission in life is? How do we discover what our purpose in life is? Think about it this way. Mission is something that keeps you focused. It allows you to know where you're going, and it allows you to see where you're going to end up. Think about this. You know, if you were to pick up your phone, you could open up the computer app and you would see where you are on the map. You can plug in directions of where you want to go. That's kind of like what mission is. But if you don't know where you're going, you don't know what your life has in store. It's like driving a car blindly. It's like driving without GPS plugged in, and you're wandering around hoping you're going to end up at your destination. But what mission does is it plots your course, just like a GPS does in a car. So what do we do? Why do we need a mission statement? And how do we craft our life's purpose? How do we think about where we want to end up? Well, number one is we have to stop worrying about tomorrow. Now, for those of you who've listened to this show for quite a while, you know that I'm a pastor. You know that I'm a Christian. And one of the things that I do a lot is I read a lot of scripture on this podcast. And in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, Jesus said this. He said, "Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow is going to worry about itself." Now, let's think back to our lovely media and the fear that people seem to be having today. I don't think it would be too far of a stretch to say that people are anxious. People are anxious for what is happening. People are anxious for whatever everybody else is anxious about. Maybe people don't really know what they're anxious about, but anxiety is something that is holding people back from really achieving what life has in store. And I get it. I get it. I get that anxiety is something that's going to stop us from moving forward. Anxiety is going to keep us from thinking through where we want to go, how we're going to end up. I run into this issue myself all the time. Right now, I'm in the process of creating a free email course to help me think through a paid course that I want to put together. But I want to use this free course as a way to help other people figure out how to write their books in a timely manner, give them the tools and the resources that they need so they can write their books. So I started writing this course, but I have this anxiety about putting it out there. You know, what if it's not good enough? What if it's people read it and they're like, oh, you're just, you know, it's this imposter syndrome and it's not as good as this person's course, which is similar. You know, I have this idea and these thoughts like, well, maybe I shouldn't invest into a new email marketing program that's actually going to automate this course for me where I don't have to manually send out the email every time. It does it for me, and it doesn't matter how many people sign up and when they sign up, they're going to get these emails. And I get all these thoughts. I think through all this thing. But here's my question. Is it worth worrying about what's going to happen when we really, truly don't know what tomorrow holds? And my answer is no. It really isn't worth worrying about what's going to happen because we truly don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. So don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to worry about itself. Now, that doesn't mean, and Jesus isn't saying here, don't have a plan. And that's not what I'm saying. You know, I'm not saying don't have a plan. Don't think forward. Don't think about where you want to end up. But really what's being said is don't be anxious. Don't be anxious for tomorrow. Because in reality, there is no amount of anxiety that's going to bring any amount of clarity. So in order for us to truly be at peace with tomorrow, we have to have a plan. We have to know where we're going to end up. We have to know where it is we want to be. And we want to keep moving forward. But yet at the same time, we want to make sure that we are taking care of the things for today. We want to make sure that we're taking care of the things for today. But that doesn't mean, and here's the second one. So the first one was don't worry about tomorrow. Why? Because tomorrow's going to worry about itself. Number two is think about your future. Think through your future. Now, if you've been listening for a while, you know that that I'm a dad and I have a beautiful 15-month-old and she is into everything. She is busy, busy, busy. And yeah, there's no slowing down for that one. Well, one of the things I used to do, because I take her to work with me, and she plays in my office while I sit at my desk, and I got some monitors and stuff there to keep her entertained. You know, if I throw a video on or she has books there that she can read. Well, she's 15 months old. She really can't read, but you know what I mean. She has toys, so she can keep herself entertained. She can keep herself busy. Well, one of the things that I used to do, especially when she was younger, before she could crawl and before she could run around, is one of the things I used to do, and one of the things that she enjoyed was Winnie the Pooh. And, you know, come to think of it, I haven't put that on for her for... well, it's been a while. But one of my favorite things that Winnie the Pooh does when he encounters a problem, he sits down and he takes his finger and he taps his head and says, think, think, think. Think, think, think. So, with that in mind, when you encounter struggles or you're in a bout of anxiety or you have this fear of what's happening for tomorrow and you have struggles and you have frustrations, you know, maybe you're struggling with starting your book and you have this anxiety like, well, what if my book sucks and nobody likes it? Or you have this idea of, well, what if nobody reads my blog? Or what if, you know, this time my podcast is going to sink without much of a ripple? You know, whatever it is, whatever your frustration is, whatever you're anxious about, do you just stop and try to think and try to power through those thoughts, power through those struggles? Now, for me, it's easy for me to say, well, just get up, get over it, and get on with life. You know, cry me a river, build a bridge, get over it, kind of a thing. And it's it comes more natural for me, and I think that's just because I guess I have more of a type A personality where I don't like to let the negative thoughts get me down. I don't like to let those negative thoughts keep me from moving forward. But I think what happens for a lot of people, because they lack vision in life, they become prone to stray. They become to live life without integrity. And I think that's really what it is. If you don't know where you're going, if you don't know where you're going to end up in life, and you just follow the crowd just to follow the crowd, personally, I don't think that's a very integrous thing to do. And maybe that's just me. But I think if we begin to think through where it is we desire to be, and we say, yes, I want to be there in a year from now. Or so you set a goal, say, I want my book written by the end of the year. Or I want to start that blog post, and I want to start that new blog in the next 90 days. Or I want to achieve the goal of 1,000 email subscribers, or whatever your goal is. If you put your thoughts into action and you say, yes, this is where I want to be, this is where I desire to end up, I believe something happens inside of us and we begin to give our inner self the power that's needed to plot a course through this treacherous life, this life of anxiety. And so when we begin thinking about the future, we are giving ourselves permission to live life on purpose. We're giving ourselves clarity for tomorrow. So, you know, going back to that scripture verse, Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. He's saying, don't fear it. But have a clarity, or give yourself clarity and give yourself permission to move forward with life. You know, it also thinking the future forward into the future, it gives you the power to say no. And I think that's the deal. I think so many of us tend to be yes people. And I know I am like so guilty of that. Somebody asked me to do something and I have this bad habit of saying yes. But I think if we want to go further in our life, then maybe the next person, we got to remain clear. We have to say no to the things that don't propel us forward. So, like for me, if I spend too much time on trying to hit all of the social media channels. So like for my blog, I'm really honing in and focusing mostly on Facebook right now because that's where I'm getting most of the attention, most of the traffic to this website. Twitter is the second. So Facebook and Twitter are my two main social media go-tos. But if I tried to do Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Pinterest, Google Plus, and LinkedIn, if I tried to focus my attention on all of these things, all of these different places, my attention is going to be so scattered and I'm not going to be clear and I'm not going to be focused on what I need to do. And I think that's where, kind of comes back to FOMO, you know, the fear of missing out. You think to yourself, well, gosh, if I say no to this, well, what if I did this and something cool happened because of it? But what happens is that fear of missing out is going to keep us stagnated in our growth as an individual. And so I think what needs to happen is we need to say no to the few things that we really don't need to be focusing on so that we can plot a clearer course toward our end goal, whatever that end goal for you might be. And then thirdly is it really gives you permission to embrace your future. It gives you permission to live on purpose. And I think it's time for us to control our destiny. It's time for us to stop sitting and doing nothing. Because when we do that, we're going to lose focus. And then that anxiety and that fear kind of sinks back into our soul. But when we begin to think through our mission in life, when we begin to say, this is the direction I'm going with my life, and this is the difference I'm going to make in the world, I think we gain insight into our true purpose, and that, I believe, is enough to keep us moving toward our future goals. And so that's really what it's all about. So really, number one is we have to stop worrying about tomorrow, because tomorrow's going to worry about itself. Secondly, we have to think about our future, because our future, if we think about our future and we say, this is where I'm going to be, it's going to give us clarity. It's going to give us the power to say no to the things that we shouldn't be doing and yes to the things that we should be. And then it gives us the permission to embrace our future so we can keep moving forward. And then number three is, we need to get clear on that message. So I've been talking a lot about kind of the big picture stuff. So, you know, we get trapped into this idea that the world is bad and everything in the bad in the world is burning. But if we get our head out of that cloud and we kind of come down to a normalcy and really kind of look at our own life, we're going to really see that it's not all so bad, and we got to stop worrying about tomorrow. We got to start plotting our course, and we have to start thinking about our future. So I've been talking about the big picture ideas of what mission is going to do for your life. It's going to give you clarity. It's going to give you permission to live your life on purpose. So now that we have that in place, we have to now begin to write down and get clear on our mission. Now, I think it's great to have a mission in life. And I think for a lot of people, it's nothing more than, this is what I want or could do with my life, instead of, this is where my life is headed. I hope you got that. A lot of people, mission is, well, this is what I could do with my life, instead of, this is where my life is headed. And I think this is why we need to get clear, crystal clear on our mission. Because a personal mission statement. So you want to have a mission statement, because that's going to help you focus your attention, focus your energy on what you want to accomplish in your life. And so a personal mission statement is what you need to truly be clear on what you want your life to be. A mission statement is just a brief description of what you want to accomplish in a particular area of your life. So it doesn't have to be this grandiose idea. It can be just a simple idea. And you can do this for goals. You can do this for books. I mentioned in Monday's blog post about writing a template for your book, saying this is what I want my book to be about. And I think we can do the same thing with our lives. Now, I can't take full credit for what I'm going to tell you. I actually got this idea from Michael Hyatt, and you can find Michael's website over at michaelhyatt.com. Hyatt is spelled H-Y-A-T-T, so michaelhyatt.com. And he's very, very passionate about helping people develop their mission in life, develop their mission and their vision statements for what life is. Now, for me, I have a mission statement and I have a vision statement. So what's the difference? The difference is my vision statement is really what I see and where I'm going. Mission tells me how to get there. So my vision is to help people find their voice so they can succeed in their family, their ministry, and their life. That's my vision. That's where I'm headed. That's my main goal. I want to help you find your voice so you can succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. So how do I do that? This is my mission. My mission is to equip you with tools to transform lives so you can reach the world with your message. So in other words, if I was to take that, just that statement alone, my goal is to help you find your voice so you can succeed in life. Help overwhelm leaders and writers find their voice so they can succeed in life. And I do that by equipping you with tools so your life can be transformed, so you can reach the world with your message. But here's the deal. How did I get there? Where did that come from? Well, it's simple. At least I think it's simple. So I'm going to give you Michael Hyatt's mission template or proposition template. So this is your propositional phrase for your life. And you can do this for your business. You can do this for a book. There's really a lot of things you can use this same template for. But here's how you develop your mission statements. One, you have to identify who you are. You know, who are you? Just simply write down who you are. So for this blog, I'll give you this blog as an example. I wrote down, I am a pastor, blogger, and author. So that's simply what it is. I'm a pastor, blogger, and author. So simply write down who you are. Secondly, is you say, I dream or desire, or I help people to whatever. So I am, write down who you are, I dream and desire. So I wrote, I'm a pastor, blogger, and author. I help overwhelmed and worn out leaders and writers stay motivated. So here's where the third part comes in, to do what? To stay motivated with clarity and tools. So you want to write down, I am, write down who you are, I dream and desire. So I am a pastor, blogger, and author. I help overwhelmed, worn out leaders and writers stay motivated with clarity. That's the to-do part. So I am, I dream, to do, so that. So if you take that template, you're going to craft something that is going to help people. Because our number one goal should be to help people take their lives and take their dreams and take their vision for life and help them see that as a success. So I am. So I'm a pastor, blogger, and author. I help overwhelmed, worn out leaders and writers to do, to stay motivated with clarity and tools so that, here's the fourth one, they can find their voice and succeed in their family, their ministry, and their life. If you take the time to do that, and you take the time to discover who you are, who you help, what you want to help them do so that you can give them a desired transformation in life, you're going to be farther down the road than a lot of people. Now, when we begin crafting this, we have to learn to attach goals to our life mission. And I'm going to briefly go over the SMART goal acronym. So SMART is an acronym. It means specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. So you want to make sure that your goals in life are specific. So what do you want to accomplish in life? Write it down. You want to make sure that your goals are measurable. So in other words, you want to be able to track your progress. Now, I use Evernote to track all of my goals, all of my progress for my goals. So I write down specific plans for each of my goals. I write down a measurable tracking system so that I can measure my progress. I want to make sure my goal is attainable, that it's something that I feel like can accomplish in a set amount of time. And then I want to make sure my goal is realistic. I know it sounds very similar to attainable, but I don't want to be shooting the breeze with my goals. I want to believe that I can accomplish it and reach it. I want to make sure it's relevant to me. And then timely, make sure it's time bound, that there's a sense of urgency in reaching your goal. Because my friends, when we accomplish our goals, when we say this is where I'm headed and we can see ourselves moving in this direction, we're going to reach our mission in life. And the thing is, and the great part about mission in life, it's always morphing, it's changing, it's moving as we grow and as we learn. So if you truly want to know where you're going, you have to know where you're going to end up. You got to have this roadmap in life. Because if we don't have a roadmap in life and we don't know where we are headed, we're going to end up someplace that we never wanted to end up in the first place. And so don't drift through life. Stop listening to the media, because the media is just dumb. They don't have any true ideas that are going to help us out in our life. So stop listening to them. Write down your goals. Figure out your mission and discover your purpose. Because knowing your mission is not just the end game of life, it truly is the beginning. Well, my friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I know I didn't get into some of the other things I usually do on this podcast. I really wanted to talk about taking our life to the next level by discovering the mission that God has for us and how we get there. Well, my friends, you can find the full show notes of today's episode by going to jvsism.com/087. If you could do me one favor, I would love for you to tell a friend about this podcast and let them know what we're doing here, because I want to help people find their voice so they can succeed in their family, their ministry, and their life. Well, my friends, God bless. I will see you right here again next Wednesday at 5 a.m. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the J.B. Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.